was, were those sores that would come to a head common in the early days?
I had a few boils in my life. You mean, that's what you mean?
Uh-huh.
One of them, mine was covered from a spider bite.
Oh.
And then I had typhoid fever and I had boils, but we didn't have I don't ever remember any of the rest of them. My
dad
had
that,
a boil on his
face. What did you call that fluid that came out of them?
Corruption, I think that's what mother used to call it.
Was pus a common term?
Not in the early day. Uh-huh. That's what mother always called it. But now after I got any size, we only said pus. After that's what I always say now. I always did, but mother always, I remember in the early days when there'd be anything like that, she'd say corruption.
Mm-hmm. And did it, was a boil flat?
No, mine wasn't. It was right there on my arm and on those leaders.
Oh my goodness.
Oh dear, dear, I never suffered with anything more than I did that thing. And it was just a great big old thing about that thing around.
What did it do? Have you been bitten or stung by insects?
Just I was bit by a bumblebee one time when he was in a wild morning glory.
Uh-huh.
And I said to this sister just over the line, and I said, Dick, look there, there's a bumblebee down there. I'm going to run and shut that. He was just buried down in there. And I said, I'll shut that morning glory up on him and catch him. Oh, I caught him. I never had anything hurt me any worse. And I was raking up chips one time and a scorpion stung me on the finger. That hurt about as bad as anything I ever had happen to me.
They're miserable. I stepped on one of those once in the stocking feet in a brand new house.
My house. Oh, don't they hurt,
I guess
though.
they were so embarrassed. I put ice on this and kept it iced for an hour and it was all right.
Well, I'll declare. Well, mine didn't hurt so long as I remember. Mother wasn't home, and I didn't know what in the world had bit me. And I went in the house to tell the girls I was buying and getting chips for them. They were baking a cake, and I went in and as Jubilee's partner says, all swole up. And Paul said, well, a scorpion's bit you. She said, they always stay in chips and things like that. But it, as I remember, it didn't hurt too long, but it just set me a-dancing when it first bit.
Mm. You mentioned all swollen up. What did you say when you were a girl?
Oh, that's all swollen up. Uh-huh. It's the way we did. Put it back.
Uh-huh. Oh, if someone got shot, what would you call a place where you...
Bullet wound.
Uh-huh. And, perhaps your horses had trouble with this. When they'd get a wound or something and then it would partially heal, and you'd have to put burnt alum around the place. Did you have that trouble with your horses?
No. One getting in the wire, that's about the way they get hurt, get cut on the barbed wire fence. As I remember, Dad always put axle grease on it, just something to keep the flies away. Wounds heal then, where they don't now.
Oh.
And I never heard about my... I don't remember ever hearing tell of screwworm until all the last 30 years.
Hmm.
We just didn't have them in the early days.
Far out of room.
All right.
Now, do you want
to
choose?
No.
Your
seat? No, it's all right.
If you do, just tell me.
Mm-hmm. They have to set several hours before I count them anyway.
Did you call that sort of raw flesh in the wound anything?
Well, there's such a thing as crab flesh.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Uh-huh. I've seen that, but not in the early days. I don't ever remember seeing it in the early days. But I've seen it a few times, and people would get a wound in their hand and say crab flesh set in. But I never seen that when I was a youngster. If a horse would just cut all two pieces, they healed pretty good.
When someone died, what did you say? Did you say he died, or did you say something else?
Well, usually, as I remember, I was 16 years old before I ever saw a dead person. And I think the expression of beauty, Arthur died last night. I think that's what she said. I'm sure it was. Arthur Myers died last night. That was the first dead person I had ever seen.
It's not a pleasant sight, is it?
No, it isn't. It was just a little boy.